Last Friday, Virginia Beach City Councilman Aaron Ross announced his bid for City Council's top spot. He's running for mayor in November, seeking to unseat incumbent Bobby Dyer. He joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning, Dale. Thank you for having me.
And for purpose of full disclosure, I should say I reside in Virginia Beach. I'm a constituent. I voted for you.
Thank you.
So congratulations. But if elected mayor, what's going to be your top priority? What do you want to get done day one?
Day one, I want to make sure we fortify our city and have a comprehensive plan of making sure we can mitigate flooding concerns. Also, want to make sure we become a more economic, developing type of community where we are looking towards the future to bring in new money and new revenue to handle those flooding concerns, but also to reinstill, restore trust within our city and within our government.
Now, what are the challenges do you see facing Virginia Beach?
Well, besides the enormous task of finding revenue to mitigate flooding concerns, but also developing that new workforce, it's one of the biggest challenges is having leadership and being able to go out there and bring home, attract, and retain that new workforce that's going to sustain us going forward.
Virginia Beach just recently completed a racial disparity study, and the changes are to be implemented. What meaningful changes can we expect?
Well, again, I think, you know, we had a disparity studies. You have to look at why did we have that disparity studies for such a long time. You know, businesses, small businesses, and minorities have been saying there's a distinct disparity within our city. And someone on council did not even want to have a disparity study as well. And we've got those recommendations back. And some of those recommendations are make sure you have prompt payment, debundling large contracts as well, capturing that data. And one of the most important things is having a SWAM business office to make sure we can set up procurement for small women, minority-owned businesses.
You played a pivotal role in the Something in the Water Festival.
Yes.
Tomorrow, City Council will get an update on plans. It went off without a hitch. A lot of people were cautious about it.
Yeah.
But it went off excellent. Tomorrow in City Council, what are some of the things going to be implemented? What will be different next year?
Well, I think it's, you know, the Something Water Festival in its first year, you know, not too many people were eager about stepping up to the plate and leading on this. This is one that I make sure to lead on because I saw the vision of the festival would have and the benefits, not only socially, but economically. It was more than just having just music on the beach. It's great for business, for our community, and making Virginia Beach a year-round destination. And so what you'll see this year is Virginia Beach and the festival taking that next step. Last year it had global appeal throughout the entire world, and it signaled to the world that Virginia Beach is here. Not only are we open to for business, but we're open to diversity and inclusion. And that's something that right away, being one of the only council members to hold a community forum last year, I wanted to instill into our community.
Councilman Ross, I remember a study just recently. An ODU economist said one of the biggest drawbacks of the area economically is that each city, there's too much regionalism. You know, Norfolk is doing this thing, Portsmouth, all the cities. But if we were to work together as a region, we could generate more revenue. Do you have plans to work?
Dave, I think one of the most important things is when you talk about regionalism, it's not, you're not talking about developing a regional government. You know, everyone stills be able to have their distinct identity and be proud of the city they're in. When I talk about regionalism, it's about teamwork. It's about bringing the region together and utilizing all our strengths and what makes distinctively our city so special. You know, Virginia Beach, we have the ocean front. We should be utilizing that from a regional approach to say, hey, I want all of our sister cities to be able to have that economic vitality that's going to make our region great and make our region known. But we have to work together. We have to work together in order to retain a lot of our workforce that are leaving because other regions are doing just that. We are competing. We're competing against Memphis, against, you know, and cities in Florida, against L.A. and New York, even against Northern Virginia. And this is something where we have to get our act together and get on the same page about making sure 757 area is widely known and it's a place to come live, work, stay in, and have a little bit of fun.
Councilman Ross, thank you so very much for taking time out to come talk with me this morning, and good luck to you on your run for mayor.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you for having me.